T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wherever that market is, I think going and starting to take visits like he will next week will probably give him a better idea of where that market is. And, you know, I think if you're one of these teams, you hope to get him in the fold for your planning purposes before you go away for summer in about a week and a half. So I would think that that's sort of where it is. Tennessee makes some sense. They have a need. They've obviously got the connection there with Vrabel and him having been together in Houston. I think New England would be a possibility. Right now, I think based on where the price point has been, I'd say Cleveland is unlikely. You know, and that's just based on my reporting and sort of my read on it. But look, there aren't teams that are rushing to the table to go and negotiate a deal with Hopkins. And part of that, of course, is how much, you know, the price tag was, at least going into the last few days.
I still don't buy the Titans thing. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just looking at this and thinking it's more of a rebuild than they're actually planning. That is a team that has no business spending $10 to $15 million on a wide receiver if you're not planning on competing for a Super Bowl this year. It just doesn't.
I don't even know if they're going to compete for their division.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, that's a bad division. No, it's the worst division in the AFC.
That's fine. Okay. But they're not a good team. Mm-hmm. And I think Jacksonville is going to have a breakout season.
Yeah, I mean,
they kind of broke out last year, but I think it's more of a breakout this year.
They're kind of the team that everybody's like. I know
they're
talking about the
sexy pick.
Well, that's interesting because I haven't heard a lot of people pick them.
No.
Easy division, quarterback that clearly started to make some leaps and just was really fun to watch in December and January last year with Trevor Lawrence. So I don't hate that. I don't hate that take. As it kind of relates to the Browns, you know, the Hopkins thing's interesting. You and I both agreed, like, if it happens, you can't hate it. Listen, could it end up being a move you make for a name that doesn't work out? Yep. But you could also end up having a wide receiver room that has Elijah Moore, Amari Cooper, and Nuke Hopkins. If all three of those guys live up to either who they've been in the veteran receivers or who they were drafted to be in Elijah Moore, you finally would have a wide receiver room that can compete with what Cincinnati has, with what some of the other, with what maybe not with what Miami has. That's just ridiculous and stupid and unfair. But like you're at least a cut below that. The last time we talked about this, the Browns, what did ESPN have them rank? 21st?
I think something like that, yeah.
Which is fair, given you don't have a Ja'Marr Chase or a Jalen Waddle. Totally get that. Or an A.J. Brown. But I think it's interesting because we've talked a lot about the offensive changes. And Deshaun Watson today, you heard a little bit of this in the 5 at 5, but Deshaun Watson talked about the newness, the new features on the Browns' offense.
Everything's new. I would just say just the foundation and the structure of the offense is the same, but as we build and continue to get ready for the season, everything else is new. Kevin is always evolving, him and AVP. They're always working out and watching tape and trying to do different things and how we can scheme different teams and different defensive schemes. So kind of hard to really explain that, but you know, all this stuff gets out on social media, so I can't speak too much on all that.
So what's interesting about this is, you know, we talked a little bit about these comments, a little bit about MJ Emerson's comments. It's a new offense. When you hear both from the offense, from the defense, from people covering the team, when you hear that the offense has been overhauled, and I'm not talking about just the on the field, like the guys you're going to play, but we're talking about schematically, does that raise your expectations for Deshaun on the offense this year?
I would say yeah, most likely, because it seems like they're going to try and adapt the offense more around Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he's going to be here for a full season. So yeah, my expectations would go up that the offense should be much improved.
Mm-hmm.
There's more focus to it, right? I mean, it's like I said before, they don't have to worry about tailoring an offense for a Jacoby Brissett. It's more designed around a quarterback that can do really everything you need him to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really mobile, so it gives you tons of flexibility to be creative and do some of the things that Patrick Mahomes does in that offense. Like if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm watching some of these other offenses. I think that's kind of what he alluded to there when he's talking about, hey, Stefanski's watching a lot of tape. You don't just watch tape of your guys. You watch tape of other teams. It's a copycat league. We hear that all the time. And I think that's what Kevin's trying to do.
I think the only potential downside I could see is Kevin Stefanski going to be comfortable running a different offense?
I don't think it's a different offense. I think he's probably just going to kind of tweak it bits and pieces here and there to make it more adhesive to what Watson does well.
I think that makes sense. But when you hear, that's a new offense, everything's new. I think that's where if it really is wholesale changes, I don't question Kevin Stefanski, the play caller, the way a fair amount of people in Cleveland do. I just don't know that his play calling is worth a potential distraction as a head coach. Right. I'd just rather the guy just be a great head coach, because he hasn't been a great head coach, even though I think there have been some moments that he's teased being a great play caller. But I think with the Deshaun stuff, like you mentioned a word that for me is really interesting, creativity. I want to see some creativity with how they use Deshaun and Nick Chubb together. I think you could do some option stuff with that is unguardable. I mean,
Listen, kind of the way they at times, remember how they would use Kareem Hunt and Chubb in the backfield at the same time?
Yes. Yeah, and that's another thing I wouldn't mind, called a million different things, 21 ponies, having Nick Chubb and Jerome in the backfield together, given Jerome's speed. I'd like to see some of that. Like, I think even if the base offense is similar, I want to see some wrinkles here that really just, because you look at it on paper, the Browns defense has the ability to be impossible to guard. It doesn't matter you don't have Ja'Marr Chase or Travis Kelce. You've got a couple of guys with incendiary speed. You've got a legit elite running back. You have a quarterback who has elite traits, both in passing, in his processing ability, athletic ability. And so you start to put those things together. Oh, and by the way, you got a hell of an offensive line on paper as well. So, you know, we've talked a lot about, well, it's put up or shut up time for Deshaun. I kind of think that way of Kevin. Like, I guess my point is, with Kevin Stefanski, I'm done talking about his potential as a head coach. I'm done with, I'm not going to be having the conversation, well, should he give up play calling again? I'm not doing, no. Either you're a good head coach that calls plays, or you're going to get fired. And I'm not wishing this. I don't think that's, I'm not fatalistic about that. But like, it's funny, I have a longer leash for Deshaun and figuring it out, because I still don't know if if Kevin Stefanski is the right head coach for Deshaun.
I also found it fascinating, Nick, when Deshaun talked about the offense. Like, he didn't just talk about Stefanski. He mentions AVP, who kind of goes under the radar here. I wonder if AVP has more of a role now this year.
Why do you say that?
He brings him up. Like, I mean, it's, we know he's not the play caller. But in terms of the behind-the-scenes stuff, I wonder if he's maybe got a little bit more say in what's going on.
I think it's...
Because if I'm Stefanski, I'm leaning on everybody. Like, I need all hands on deck to try and figure out this offense, to design the perfect offense for what is this amazing machine we've got. With all the weapons and the talent we have at quarterback, like, This should be a top five, top seven offense in the league.
Well, and it's funny that you just said that. I think my concern coming off last year is I didn't feel like Kevin did say, I'm going to delineate more. You know, like Drew Petsing, you've got a guy you've groomed to be a guy that can step up and become your play caller. Alex Van Pelt has called plays before.
Yes.
So, and Kevin's response was, well, if I think something's best for the team, then that's what I'll do. And it's like, okay, but you know who you are. You know the quantifiable here, which is who you are as a play caller. You don't know what Petsing or AVP are. So maybe he looked at that more as a risk, but like that, okay, play calling. Or even just, all right, play calling is going to be more of a team thing. I'll still be heavily involved. I'll make 80% of the calls, but I'm going to delineate a little bit to Petsing, a little bit to AVP. And again, I think that's, I think the coaches that have, the more they've struggled or the less, as they've moved farther away from their success, the guys who've hoarded it are the guys that get fired. And I think that makes it really interesting to go into a year where you had some turnover on the offensive staff outside of AVP and Bill Callahan and Kevin Stefanski. And on top of it, you're reworking the entire offense. 216-474-0092. When you hear the offense has been overhauled, does that raise your expectations for Deshaun and this offense in 2023?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.